Welcome back to Sooner Politics. I'm David Benn with Weekend Report. I put up a movie poster here. It's one that Ian Copeland, one of our staff writers, put up. He's rather sarcastic in the way he drives home a point. Did you hear about this in the news? About the hemp truck from Kentucky? I put up a headline basically. Well, actually, one of my writers did. The Pawhuska police got punked this week. Actually, last week. Did you know Trump passed a bill into law with the support of both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature? Industrial hemp is legal. You know, CBD is legal as an oil. Without the THC, CBD is legal in all 50 states and all U.S. territories, okay? As long as it's got less than a trace amount of THC, you know, it's considered non-psychoactive. It's just a good therapeutic homeopathic remedy, an essential oil, if you will. So some of the best industrial hemp industry in America is in Kentucky. And some of the finest cannabis medicine producers in the nation are in Colorado. Now that we've passed an interstate law that allows for transporting the raw agricultural commodities interstate, now we can really start to develop as an industry on some of these old medicines, except for the Pawhuska police need to get up to speed. So here's what happened. Let me go ahead and move down this poster now that you've had a chance to read it. I tell you what, this thing went viral this week. So the purchaser with Panacea is the name of the company in northern Colorado, bought some of this fantastic hemp from a farmer in northern Kentucky, pretty close to the Ohio River there near Cincinnati. But when he purchased it, it was, man, 18,000 pounds. And it essentially looks like a mulch. They just chopped up these hemp plants. Because what they want to do is get it out there and extract it. Get the oils out of it. So they told the trucking company, now look, it's legal to go through any state. I'm telling you now, stay out of Illinois. They don't know what they're doing. The cops are just going to play heavy-handed with you. And the other thing, stay out of Kansas. They haven't passed any kind of medical marijuana, nothing. But Kentucky, Missouri, Oklahoma, you know, that's fine. Oh, and stay out of Texas. Don't go through the Texas panhandle and up through New Mexico either. You know, we just don't think the cops are up to speed. So they told them, you know, go down to Paducah, get on Route 60, take that across so you can go around the bottom tip of Illinois. When you get to Springfield, Missouri, then you can hop on the interstate and go down to Tulsa and go through Cimarron Turnpike out to the Panhandle and go up through Boise City and into Kentucky, go around Kansas. Well, that was the intention. These truckers decided they were going to stay on Route 60, and what do you know? They didn't go down through Tulsa. They didn't get on the Cimarron Turnpike. They went across from, I mean, what was it, Grove, I think, or Langley, and then they went over to Bartlesville and then through Pawhuska. And Pawhuska's in Osage County. It's an Indian reservation, according to the locals there. The tribe claims their reservation status. One stoplight. One stoplight. They couldn't get through the stoplight before it turned red. It was 3 a.m. Well, a cop decides, you know what? I got some activities. It's probably been a boring night up to then, you know, and pulls them over. And what do you know? This car is following along. It was actually security detail. I mean, the purchaser in Colorado wanted to make sure his you know, that everything was going to be good. So he hired his own security people. It was a team of 4 doing this caravan. Well, the Posca police haven't updated the way they check for probable cause. Their testing does a simple yes or no. Is there THC? Well, hemp is going to have trace amounts of THC, but it's still legal in all 50 states because it's just trace amounts. Well, that wasn't good enough. So they decided to arrest him. They decided, asset forfeiture is pretty nice when you can, grab a semi truck. And, I mean, that'll get you a lot of new police department toys if you can cash in, sell one of those on the market. So they're pretty excited. Well, here it is, over a week later, and that hemp is still out there. It's rotting. It's about $500,000 payload. The Pawhuska police aren't going to budge. They're not going to budge. And now they're waiting for the DEA to come in and do a full-fledged test. Problem is, our federal government's shut down. They don't know when the DEA is going to get here. And again, the guy sat in jail for a long time. I think they bailed out now. But, I mean, we're just looking like idiots, folks. We're just looking like idiots. Pawhuska! Get with the program here. You got punked. Own up to it. Okay? Send the guys on their way. I know you've got a new district attorney up there. I think Rex Duncan would have handled this just fine as district attorney, but I guess the Osage County people decided they wanted Fisher, somebody new. I'm telling you, folks, Oklahoma needs to get with the system. Pay attention to the news. Get your updates. It's time we get things. District attorneys, attorney general, get with the program here. Let's get, we're just humiliating our own state. This is a national news item. Well, that's it from page five in a moment here. Stay tuned for page six.